It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economic recovery is moving faster than was expected at the start of the year. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Experts forecasted job growth of about 1.5% in the state, which would have equaled just over 40,000 jobs. Now, researchers at CU's Leeds School of Business predict a 3.4% gain for the year, or about 89,000 jobs. Business leaders are feeling pretty confident, largely because of the COVID-19 vaccine, the report says. But a lack of workers, ongoing supply chain problems, and the Delta variant are all still causes for concern. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado got another $7.9 million from the federal government for its COVID-19 response. The money from FEMA paid for translation services and temporary staffing as the state continued to fight the pandemic. Altogether, the state has received more than $960 million for its COVID-19 response. The latest funding covers expenses from June through September. Pueblo plans to give city employees $500 each if they are vaccinated against COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
The incentive, which draws from federal pandemic relief money, was approved by City Council on Tuesday. Workers will have to submit proof of vaccination by September 15. City Council members say they don't know what the vaccination rate is among the city's 1,000 employees. They hope this incentive will make that figure a bit clearer. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
Today is the last day a power plant in Colorado Springs will burn coal. The Martin Drake plant is being converted to use natural gas. The plant's smokestacks have been a fixture of the city skyline for nearly a century. Summer Meese is the plant's manager.
I get the big picture and understand the need for change and move forward with technology from a 100-year-old coal-fired power plant to something state-of-the-art.
The Drake Station will switch to natural gas temporarily as Colorado Springs moves to renewable energy. Most Colorado coal plants are set to close by 2030. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.